Simen Tzadi Aleph, Din Basar V'Cholav Shinesarvu. The halachas of milk and meat that get mixed together. Sif Aleph. Basar V'Gvina Shinogu Zebeze, if meat and cheese touch each other, Mutarim, they still are permitted. We're talking over here, of course, where the meat and the cheese are both cold. Ela Shitzarach Lahadiach Makam Nigiyasan, but you need to rinse off the place where they touched. V'Mutar Lotzer Oysam V'Matbachas Achas, and you can wrap the two together in one long towel. We're talking about you wrap it in a manner where there's part of the towel wraps over each piece and the two do not touch each other. There is a layer of the matbachas, a layer of this kerchief or towel that is between the layer, between the piece of meat and the piece of cheese. And we're not concerned that it'll come undone and the piece of meat will end up touching the cheese. Even if it were to touch, it would not aser it, it would just require hadacha, and once it's wrapped, we're not concerned that it'll come undone and that it might come to touch. The Shach over here points out that which we require hadacha, if the two touch, that's talking about where one of them is lach. There's a wetness, there's a moisture on one of them. But if they are both completely dry items, if the piece of meat is a dried out piece of meat and the cheese is a dried out piece of cheese, then even if they were to touch, it would not even need hadacha because there would be no residue left from one onto the next. However, the Mefarshim, the Rikiv Eger, and the Pizkei Tshuva, they all point out that that's only provided that the item is not salted or davar charif. It's just a plain piece of meat and a plain piece of cheese. However, if the cheese is very salty, if the meat was very salty, even though they're both very dry, if the two touch, then they would require hadacha. And it's not only true about salted, but if they are dvarim charifim as well. The way they explain it is a davar charif, or a salty, or a davar charif, is considered as though it's lach. Even though it's dry, even when dry, it's halachically considered as though it's a davar lach, and therefore it would require hadacha. Now, when we talk about hadacha, we mean over here, what does that entail? It means just to rinse off, to take the item, put it under the water, rinse it off. That's sufficient for hadacha. There's another expression, shifshof, which means that they require also like a scrubbing to get off the residue. So the hadacha is the lower level, and all that's required is a rinsing. However, if it's a davar shamein, so then, if the iser, or here, if the meat is a davar shamein, so then we require shifshuf as well. There's a discussion, the Prima Gadam learns that all cases of shamein will require shifshuf. The Chavis Das learns that it's dafka if you have a davar shamein together with duchka. If I took a fleishig knife, which has on it shamnunis, which has fatty meat on it, and I use it to cut it through a piece of cheese, so then it's not just simple the touching of the shamnunis, but there's duchka as well, it's pressed against. So then in order to permit that piece of cheese, it would not be sufficient to just rinse it off. You would need to do shifshuf as well. You would need to scrub the piece of cheese to remove the fat, or one could do klipa. One can cut off the edge of the piece of cheese. Another example of where hadacha is not sufficient, or even the truth is even shifshuf would not be sufficient, would be if you have something that's very soft, it's absorbent. They talk about different cucumbers or things like that, which are very watery inside, melons. So if they touched something which is usr, it's not sufficient to wash it off because the whole thing is wet and watery to begin with. They say the opposite. Washing it might push the isr further into the melon. But rather, in such a case, we require grida, which means to scrape off that layer. Really, grida and klipa are similar, but grida is even a little bit less. Grida means I take like my knife and I just scratch off the outer layer, while klipa means I cut off a sliver. So when I have to cut off a sliver, I'm going to get a thicker layer than if I just have to scrape off a layer. Scraping off a layer is even slightly less than a klipa. So those are the different manners in which one would have to clean off in case the basar or the gavino, or so again, it would depend on what the consistency of the item is and whether it's shamin or not. So that would be, those would be the different opinions as to how one would clean it off.